BWA, mobile.
KM4VWA, W4DJW.
Hey, how we doing? Is it raining over there?
No, were you hearing me okay?
Actually, no. It sounds like it's, you know how you get a little bit of phase shift and you get a little bit of cutting on the audio, and it phases out about every other tenth of a second?
No, but I had to switch over to a new preamp. My old preamp was, there's some clipping going on there. I'll turn that down a little bit. Okay, it's still clipping. Okay, I'm on a new preamp, and I'm trying to figure it out. It looks like I'm clipping, and that's probably what you're talking about. Is that what it sounds like to you?
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. Maybe a little bit of overdriving in there, too.
Okay, that's why I pinged you. Okay, I'm not getting any red anymore. I found the right button to turn. Did that fix it?
That got it, Dave.
Okay, you helped me with tuning my new preamp. My old one was, the driver was compiled in 2014, and I've recently upgraded my hardware, and it didn't like that driver that was compiled in 2014, and they don't make that old preamp anymore. So I had to break down and get a new one because it kept rebooting my machine. Every two or three times a day, it was rebooting it. And so far, this one came in from Amazon this morning, and I put it on here, and it hasn't rebooted once. So I think I solved that problem, but I did need to tune it. You're the first person I talked to with this preamp.
Well, backing it down just that little bit, that really helped immensely. On a speaker system that has bass, mid-range, and treble, it sounds like your treble is neutral, your bass is just about right, but the mid-range is way up, so it's clear, but for lack of a better term, I like to hear a little more treble.
Yeah, as I get older, I like that too. Unfortunately, I don't have a mixer on this one. This is just a, what do they call it? It's called an audio interface. It does have a preamp, but it doesn't have a mixer. I do have a mixer I could put in there, but that's just buttons you have to fool with and dust that collects on them after you get them set one time. So I hesitate to put that in there. That's just taking up more desktop real estate.
Well, I am aghast that you don't have a mixer on that microphone system, but man, I'll tell you what, I'm just disappointed in you. No, it sounds fine. It really does. Good, clear audio now.
Okay, well, I appreciate you helping me get that worked out. It wasn't too far off. I was only about a quarter of a turn off on one input button. I turned the main up and down, and that didn't seem to make any difference. I did just adjust the main just to put it right on center, but I don't think that makes any difference. You can let me know if it did. But I do appreciate you helping me work it out.
No problem. So how is this one sounding back that way? Is it moderately clear?
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds just like you. Like you were sitting in the room with me.
Well, good. This is that 857D that I picked up not too long ago. And I did find out today, I went up into Waynesville and Maggie Valley, North Carolina today, and I found that I do not have the range on this antenna that I had on that diamond. And while it functions well, and it's really great for the screwdriver on it, you know, for my HF, it does not have the range that the diamond that I had on here had.
What kind of antenna is that?
This is a Yaesu ATAS-120A. It's good for 40 down to 440, and it's a screwdriver, an automatic screwdriver. All I've got to do is dial up the frequency and hit tune, and it is made to work with the radio, and it really does great. It's fully automated.
Well, it does sound good, although the range may not be as much, but that's a compromise you make when you get an antenna that covers that many bands. So compromise is going to be somewhere. I've yet to see an antenna that covers that many bands that you don't have some kind of a compromise on it somewhere. They might exist. I think there was a military antenna that came out a while back, a few years back, that was supposed to not have any compromises, but, you know, you could buy a new car for what that thing costs.
Hey, it's only money, and you can't take it with you. But I will say this. As far as my HF and my DX, oh, man, I am so impressed with this antenna. It's unbelievable. Brazil, Northern Ireland, Italy, Slovenia, Arizona, no problem. 14, mainly in the 14-260 range or on the 28. I have not really tried it on 6 meter yet, but man, it just really works good on the 20 and the 10.
Is that mobile? Is that like with 100 watts or less, barefoot mobile?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's outstanding. And because you probably don't go up to that place where you need the extended range on 2 meters that much, it's probably worth the compromise. Just not to have two antennas on your car.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. I am very, very pleased with the antenna. I was just surprised to find that I did not quite have the range that I had with other antennas. Like I said, I've got a 10-6-2-440 on a Yaesu 8900. It's a diamond antenna. And that thing, that's the antenna that I contacted you from down in Columbia on that day. And it just really performs well. But then, you know what? Hey, it just could have been propagation today.
That's very true. You're absolutely right. You can't take one sample and call it the population. You got to have multiple sample sets across multiple days and times of the year, when the leaves are on, when they're off, all that stuff. Yeah, it's hard to make a comparison with one sample set. But that one's doing good. Sounds good. Radio sounds good. I'm glad you like it.
Yep. Now, let me tell you what I did the other day. A young man from Charlotte that I've been talking to made a trip up to Mount Mitchell. And he was able to hit the repeater here. And long story short, we tried a little experiment, and we went 14652 simplex, and it was like he was sitting next to me from my house here in Inman.
And he was on Mount Mitchell. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, he's got the elevation. 2 meters is line of sight. If you were on 2 meters, yeah, 2 meters is line of sight. So, the higher one of the two of you are, the better you are. I mean, you can use 2 meters to go out to the satellites, right? You can catch them as they're coming up over the horizon when they're thousands of miles away, and when they get directly overhead, they're not as far. But 2 meters go a long way when there's nothing in between the two of you.
Yeah, and if you remember my place, I have not distinguished Mount Mitchell yet, but I've got a really, really good Celestron telescope, and it's an 8-inch, and the long and the short of it, I can see Little Switzerland from my backyard.
I'm not sure where Little Switzerland is, but you can also do that on Google Maps, or no, Google Earth. I've done that a whole bunch of times. You draw a line between two points, and then you say, give me a profile of the terrain between these two points, and it'll draw. You can see any peaks that appear between you or not. That's kind of interesting. I played around with that quite a bit.
Huh, I'll have to give that a shot. That sounds like something I need to do. But yeah, we had fun with that day, and I was really very surprised. So yeah, Little Switzerland is east of Mount Mitchell, It's about two-thirds of the way to Grandfather Mountain from Mount Mitchell.
W4DJW is syncing up with the repeater. Is this the guy that was checking in on the net from time to time from South Charlotte? Is that the same guy?
Yeah, down around South Park. That's him. Yeah, seems to be a real nice fellow.
And he had a really good signal into the repeater. I guess you've talked to him enough to know. Was he using a beam, or how was he doing that?
Yes, he was using a beam. It's a directional. You know what? I'm going to have to ask him for specifics next time I talk to him. But, he really does get out well. And now there are times when he just doesn't make it out at all. And he's just off in the weeds. But when propagation is good, I mean, he hits the repeater clean.
Yeah, you might ask him if those are like stacked 16 B2s or something like that. That would explain it. A lot of people have made a really long distance. There was a guy down in close to Augusta, Georgia, that used to check in every night, and he was using stacked 16 B2s. And that's a long haul from Augusta, Georgia up here. But he sounded really good. Whiskey America to Japan, Japan, Zanzibar. I think that was his call. Whiskey America to Japan, Japan, Zanzibar. Never forget that guy. Checking in every night. Sounded better than some of the locals around here. But he had a storm come through, and it took out his 13 B2s, and he never put them back up again. So we haven't heard from him since. Hate that.
Wow. Okay. Well, I've just been out to get supper, and I've pulled back into the house, and I'm going to take some Chinese into my favorite sweetie. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off with you, bud. You take it easy. Have a good evening, and try to have a good weekend, because I am going to do a lot of eyelid inspection. 73s. W4DJW, KN4BWA. Clear after your final.
All right, Steve. Good talking to you. I got a data center fallback Sunday morning. I'll be working all day Sunday, but anyway, hope you enjoy your weekend, and I'll talk to you later. Appreciate your help once more. KN4VWA, W4DJW, clear and listening.